Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relax Hair Helpline. My name is Shereen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
They transferred me already. My name is
Okay.
Taisha Cawthorn.
Hi, Taisha. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. My name is Shereen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Can I have you go ahead and confirm your phone number for me, please?
267-288-8086.
Okay, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and were you did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another
Yes.
law firm? And have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yeah. I wasn't diagnosed, no.
Okay. So you or a loved one didn't have any cancer after using hair relaxing products?
Yes, we did, yes.
Okay. Who was diagnosed with cancer?
Who was diagnosed?
Yeah, was it you or a loved one?
So I had treatment, but I haven't received my cancer-free report yet.
Okay. What cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
I'm fine. I'm better now.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. So you're diagnosed with ovarian cancer and you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes, correct.
And what state were you diagnosed in?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay, and what year were you diagnosed? Or when were you diagnosed?
When was I diagnosed? February 13th, 2024.
Okay. And can I get the name of the facility of, or the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Sure. The doctor name was Dr. Gregory Bolton, MD, and he was a OBGYN.
And is this in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
And what, let me ask you this, what facility were you diagnosed in? Was it the APG Obstetrics and Gynecology? Or was it a different facility?
It was on Pennsylvania Hospital on 800 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19107.
Oh, there's multiple Gregory Boltons. That's why. Hold on, let me see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you said it was on Spruce Street?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, found the facility. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And then is this the same facility where you're treated as well?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just pull that information. Thank you for being patient with me on the phone. I really appreciate it.
You're fine.
And then I'm seeing two Gregory Boltons here. So there's one in New Jersey and then one in Wynwood, Pennsylvania, Dr. Gregory C. Bolton. Does that sound correct?
C. Bolton. No, that I guess Wynwood would be the closest because I didn't go to New Jersey.
There's, let's see.
So I had the doctor who diagnosed me was Dr. Gregory Bolton, MD, and he was the OBGYN. And then the doctor who treated me was Dr. Emily K.O. I don't know if that makes a difference.
So the only thing is I'm trying to find Dr. Gregory Bolton on Google, but there's
mm-hmm.
multiple Gregory Boltons.
Yeah, he's located at the Pennsylvania Hospital on 800 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, PA.
Okay, so anytime I look that up, what's coming up is New Jersey. New Jersey and Pennsylvania, but they're two different Gregories. And they're both
Oh, okay.
OBGYNs. So that's why I'm like a little confused here.
Oh,
Give me
wow.
1 second.
Okay.
I'll just put down Dr. Gregory Bolton and then.
Okay.
And do you have his phone number by chance, or do you want me to pull it from Google?
You can pull it from Google. I don't have it
Okay.
currently.
Did you want to put down what they have for Gregory Bolton, or do you want to put down the facility phone number? I think the facility phone number might be smarter, just because I'm
Yeah,
not
that's
sure.
fine.
Okay. Me go ahead and put the facility phone number. And then you were treated at the same facility, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And then you said the doctor that treated you was Dr. Emily Kao?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Is that Emily MKKO?
Dr. Emily Kao, she's an MD.
Does she have glasses?
Yes, I believe she did have glasses.
Okay. And she works in gynecology.
She's a, I believe, an oncologist.
I can't even say this word. Gynecologic oncology. Does that sound correct?
Oncology. Oncologist.
Yes. So
If I could pronounce it, yes.
it says
Yeah.
gynecologic oncology. I can't pronounce it. I'm sorry.
Oncologist.
Yeah.
Me either.
She
Like a
does
tongue
both.
twister.
Yeah. Okay,
Yeah.
do you have her?
I'm
Do you
sorry.
have No worries. Do you have her phone number as well or no?
No, I don't.
Okay. I will pull the one from Google for her. And then when did you
Okay.
start your treatment?
The treatment date was February 2024, 5 days after like my diagnosis.
So about the 18th. And what kind of treatment did you receive?
I received chemotherapy, immunotherapy, complete hysterectomy surgery.
Okay. Anything else?
And pain meds.
And pain medication. Okay. Alrighty. And then, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Before being diagnosed,
Yes.
I was using L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay, so the question's asking, did you use it more than 4 times in 1 year before being diagnosed with cancer?
More than 4 times in 1 year before.
Yes.
Yeah, I used it. Yes, I was using it at least like 5 to 6 times in a year.
Okay, so on average, you would say that you used it about 6 times a year prior to being
Yes,
diagnosed.
ma'am.
Okay. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
7/20/93.
And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, and do you happen to have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also use hair relaxers that you can recall at the moment?
Yeah, pretty much my whole family.
And then what can you confirm what state you use the hair relaxer in?
Pennsylvania.
Okay. And then when did you start using hair relaxer, if you had to estimate a month and year in your life of when you started?
Oh, I probably started back when I was like 12, 13.
12, 13, so you, about 2005, 2006?
Well, I tested it out, but I've My mom actually started 13 years ago. So,
Okay, but it's
and I've yeah.
would this be in regards to you or your mother?
No, this is me
Okay.
personally.
So when, like in your entire life, when was the first time you ever used hair relaxer?
That's what I was saying. Like, she told me that she tried it before, but me personally, I've tried it 13 years ago for me.
13 years ago,
Like,
so
I started 13 years ago.
2011.
Yes.
What month in 2011?
May 2011.
May. Okay, and when did you stop using hair relaxer?
February 2024.
Okay. Sorry, these questions are a little bit confusing,
Yeah,
the way they
they're,
have them
and as
worded.
far as the breast cancer, they did do like the BRCA1 and BRCA2 test. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, but tell me a little bit about it.
They
To check for the
basically
breast
check to
cancer.
see, the breast cancer cells in my body. I don't
Okay.
know
So
if
the
that was in
BRC.
reference to the other question.
Okay, so the BRCA gene looks for DNA changes that increase the risk of breast cancer or ovarian cancer. So were you
Okay, yeah.
diagnosed, or was it just that you took the gene test?
I took the test and it came back negative.
Okay. So the question's
I
asking
took the
if you were
gene test.
ever, so the question was asking if you've ever formally been diagnosed with breast cancer.
I wanted to go back because I was okay. I
I'm
didn't
sorry.
want
Say
to
that again, you cut
answer
out.
it wrong. No, I just wanted to go back because I wasn't sure as to what the question was asking at the
Okay.
time.
Okay. So I just want to confirm you have not been diagnosed with breast cancer.
No,
Okay. Thank you. And then how often did you apply the hair relaxer products? Was it weekly or monthly?
ma'am. It was like almost like every 2 weeks kind of thing.
So about weekly, you would say?
Yes.
And then how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products? Was it 13 years based off the information you told me?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you do hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Salon.
Okay, and which brand name products have you used?
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay, and did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Sorry, your phone cut out.
Okay, so the question's asking, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for 1 year?
It happened after, I guess. I'm confused at the
So
question.
yeah, the question's a little bit confusing. So basically what it's saying is, after using the product for at least 1 year, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 years after that? At least 2 years.
Yes,
Or
yes,
two. Yeah,
yes.
okay.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. No worries. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And then your first name, is it TYCHE?
Yes.
And last name, CAUTHORN?
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get your social, please?
189-743-1151.
Okay. And then for your email, I have your last name dot your first name at gmail.com.
Yes.
For your phone number, I have 267-288-8086.
Yes.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Myself.
Your cell?
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get your current full address?
5426 Willows Avenue,
54
Philadelphia, PA 19
Sorry,
five four two six.
okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. 4 5 4 2 6.
Willows, Willows Avenue. That's Philadelphia, PA 19143.
Okay. Is there a unit number at all?
No.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records by chance, or does the hospital have medical records?
My doctor actually has them.
Okay, so there is proof that there's medical records.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then we do request an emergency con actually no, I'm sorry. If you were to provide these medical records, would you do so by mail or electronically or both?
It could be both.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Not live with me.
Okay. And who is this person to you?
You could put my dad.
And then can I get your dad's phone number?
Sure. It's 310-988-0081.
And can you spell your dad's first name for me?
TROY.
Last name? Same as yours?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, so now what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and verify the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
So you don't currently have an attorney. You've used hair relaxing products within the last 20 years. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer and you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed roughly around February 13, 2024. I have your diagnosing doctor as Dr. Gregory Bolton. He is located at 800 Spruce Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, zip code 1911, I'm sorry, 19107. And I put down the facility phone number as 215-316-5151. You were diagnosed in the state of Pennsylvania. I used a hair relaxer roughly around 6 times a year. I have your date of birth as July 20th, 1993. You were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. Used hair relaxer in the state of Pennsylvania. You started using it roughly around May 1st, 2011, and stopped using it roughly around February 1st, 2024, which is about 13 consecutive years of using hair relaxing products. You used hair relaxing products in a salon. You used the brand Dark and Lovely. And in regards to your treatment, you started your treatment roughly around February 18, 2024. I have your treating doctors, Emily M. Coe, MD, MSCR. She's located at 800 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, zip code 19107. And I have her phone number as 215-829-2345. In regards to treatment, you receive chemotherapy, immunotherapy, a complete hysterectomy, and pain medication. I have your first name as TY. CHE, last name CAUTHORN. I have your social as 18974-3151. I have your email as your last name dot your first name at gmail.com. I have your cell phone number as 267-288-8086. I have your address as 5426 Willows Ave in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, zip code 19143. And you do have medical records and can provide them both by mail and electronically if the attorneys need them. And then in regards to your emergency contact, I have your father who does not live with you. His name is Troy, TROY, last name CAUTHORN. Phone number I have for Troy is 310-988-0081. Does that all sound correct?
Yes.
Anything you'd like me to change or add?
No.
Okay, so the system's generating the documents right now. What I'll have you do is go ahead and put me in on speaker. I just need a couple signatures from you before moving forward.
Okay.
You're going to receive a text that's going to say DocuSign, and then it's going to have my name on it, Shireen Sakala. And then there's going to be a link attached to it. Let me know once you see it.
I see it.
Okay, so go ahead and click on the link. You're going to agree or say yes to electronic records at signature, and then you're going to hit the start button. It's going to prompt you to all the signature fields where you need a sign. Once you're done, it'll say finish, and let me know once you're finished, okay?
Okay. All right, I'm finished.
Okay, let me check on my end. Okay, perfect. So with that being said, so the way this process is going to work is now that these documents are signed, the attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours to verify the case with you. In order to move forward with your case, they do have to speak with you, so just keep that in mind and be on the lookout for their call. It's either going to be 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days, depending on how busy they are. The verification of your case should take a couple minutes on the phone, so it's not too much of your time. I just went ahead and also sent you a text from a 949 number. That's my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns in the meantime before the attorneys reach you, please feel free to contact me. You can do so by calling me, texting me, or emailing me as well. I attached my email there as well. With that being said, I also want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for being super patient with me on the phone. I'm happy to hear that you're doing okay now, and I also want to say thank you for sharing all that information with me. I know it's not easy to share it with a stranger on the phone, but I do want to say thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
I
Well,
appreciate it.
if you need anything at all, again, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.